At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys, as always, coming up today on Send It In over the next 30 minutes. We had a great night last night on the show. Hit our best bet, college hoops, Arizona State, outright winner against West Virginia. We got some more college basketball plays coming up later on today. We looked at the NFC Championship game yesterday. Today, we're going to dive in to the AFC Championship game and look at the Bills and the Chiefs. Also, hoping to have Grant Paulson here on the show a little bit to talk about the Commanders and the Eagles. Matt Horner going to join us for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. We're talking AFC Championship game out in Arrowhead, the Bills and the Chiefs. Kansas City favored by 2. The total in the game is sitting at 47.5. You like Kansas City in the game, -130. Buffalo on the money line is +110. For me, guys, it's going to be the Chiefs in this matchup against Buffalo. Buffalo obviously certainly could win. I kind of think Buffalo's the better team. It's just too tough for me to go against Kansas City in this matchup. I mean, this is their 7th straight AFC Championship game. They're trying to get back to the Super Bowl for the 3rd year in a row. And the Chiefs just don't beat themselves, as we know. Now, Buffalo doesn't either, and Josh Allen has done an incredible job of limiting the turnovers this year. He's down on interceptions, down on fumbles. He's done a great job. Their defense is kind of what worries me in this game. And going up against, you know, Mahomes and Kansas City's offense, I just think the Chiefs will find a way at the end to win the game. As we know, Josh Allen tends to really play well against Kansas City in the playoffs, even though he hasn't been able to beat Mahomes. He's 0-3. Tends to play well in all these games, and I expect nothing less from Josh. I think he's going to have another really good game. For me, who's going to step up in this game for either team, right? On both sides, you kind of have two players on each team that you know are going to be factors, Kelce and Worthy for the Chiefs. For Buffalo, it's going to be James Cook and Khalil Shakir. Outside of those two guys on Buffalo and Kansas City go, who are going to be the two guys that step up? To me, that's probably what's going to end up deciding this game. For me, a lot of the times, though, when we get into these type of situations, these type of games, right, and it's just, it's too tough for me to bet against Kansas City. I can't bet against the Chiefs until somebody can show me that they can knock them off. So I think the Bills are a great teaser leg at +8. I think if you want to wait to bet this game live, I think that's also a great option to go about it as well. When the Ravens were playing the Bills, Baltimore went up 7-0. Buffalo was +3.5, just like that. So maybe wait to see who scores the first touchdown. Get yourself a better number. If we're betting it, though, at the start of the game, I like Kansas City on the money line. I also think over 47.5 is a good look in this game as well. I do like both teams to put up some points. Bills have scored 24 or more points in 12 straight games. Their offense is just so consistent. They're so balanced. They're really difficult to stop. I think they're going to be able to put up points against Kansas City defense that we know is really good. Chiefs offense, I think for them to win this game, they're going to have to put up some points too. They haven't scored more than 30 points in any game this season, but they haven't really played a team that's really pushed them all that much, like in terms of like high 20s, 30s. Really, the only team to do that was Buffalo, and Buffalo beat them. So I think this time around, Kansas City being at home, they're going to score. Bills are going to score. I like the over in the game. I like Kansas City to win it as well. Some props that I'm looking at in this matchup: Josh Allen over rushing attempts. We talked about this last week when he was going up against the Ravens. They were playing Baltimore. His rushing attempt number was 8.5. He had 10. Well, now it's 9.5 this week, plus 100. I'd still bet the over. I think Josh is getting double-digit rush attempts in this game. You saw it against the Ravens. It doesn't mean necessarily because he gets all these rushing attempts, he's going to rush for a lot of yards, but he's just so effective in short yardage. Whether that's in 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, whether it's in the goal line, if it's inside the 5, inside the 3, Josh Allen's going to get some carries. And he always runs a lot during the Chiefs games. And look, a trip to the Super Bowl is on the line. So Josh is going to do whatever he needs to do to win this game. I think over 9.5 rushing attempts at plus 100 is a good look for him in this game. I also like Mahomes over 24.5 rushing yards as well. Pat hasn't really been running and scrambling all that much this season, but I think in a game like this, he's going to have to. Again, outside of Kelce and Xavier Worthy, there wasn't a single receiver that made a catch for the Chiefs in that game on Sunday. So Mahomes is going to have to scramble. He's going to have to create and make some plays. I think Mahomes over 24.5 rushing yards is a good look in that game. And then Keon Coleman, I'm going to take him over 18.5 receiving yards as well. He's probably going to get like one or two deep balls from Josh Allen. He's going to get some attempts in this game, one-on-one coverage. And Coleman, he's just going to get that one catch. You know, with his receiving yardage that low, kind of reminds me of like a Mike Williams. Might only get one or two catches, but 18.5 receiving yards is a low total. So I'll go over for Keon Coleman there. And then some anytime touchdowns I would look at. Josh Allen, plus 100 anytime touchdown. As I was mentioning, if it's inside the 5, inside the 3, they're just going to give it to Josh. He's impossible to stop with how big and strong he is inside. So I like him, plus 100. And then DeAndre Hopkins, I like the price on his anytime touchdown as well. He's gone the last 4 games without being able to score a touchdown, but I think at plus 310, good value on him to find the end zone. So I like DeAndre Hopkins to find the end zone there for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, from the AFC Championship game, let's go to the NFC Championship game. Check in with Grant Paulson. You can give him a follow on X at Grant H. Paulson. Host the Grant and Danny Show, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Also a host on Countdown 2, which you can check out right here on the BetQL Network every Saturday morning, 10 to noon, right here on BetQL. Grant, great having you on the show, man. And look, we both obviously live in the area. You've covered a Nationals World Series run. You've covered a Capitals Stanley Cup run. But we know this is a football town. So what has it been like covering this Washington run that's obviously just come out of nowhere and been so unexpected in Jaden's rookie season?
Oh, it's been ridiculous and incredible and hilarious, I mean, is a word I would have to use. Like, it doesn't really make sense, but this is evidence that the quarterback position is kind of king in the National Football League. And if you got the guy at QB, you got a shot. But for people nationally, just to have a little perspective, and there's never been a team with a rookie quarterback that's gotten to a Super Bowl, obviously. There's never been a team with 13 losses the previous season that's gotten to a Super Bowl. So history on the line in a lot of ways this week. But it's a year one of a new ownership group, year one for a new GM, year one for a new head coach, and then Daniels and basically two-thirds of the roster turned over from a year ago. So this team and the team one season ago under Ron Rivera that picked second in the draft was 31 out of 32 in the league, have very little in common, obviously.
Yeah, and Grant, look, when I preview this game against Philadelphia, I think the two big concerns that I have for Washington are the fact that the Commanders are facing a team that's already seen Jaden twice this season, and the fact that for the first time, he's going to have to play in some cold weather, right? It's a quarterback that played at Arizona State, LSU. They played in a dome against the Lions. They played in some warm weather in Tampa. Of those two things, whether it would be the cold weather and Jaden not having too much experience in that, or facing a good defense for the third time, which of those things would concern you more?
I think playing a good defense is always going to matter more than some of those other things. I will say that while on a cold night in Philly, he really struggled. And there were a couple of games there where it was chillier and you kind of saw him not quite look right. Maybe the coldest game they've played by way of temperature was against the Titans this year at home. And he was very sharp and they dominated that game. But I will say that that was a, you know, the weather didn't say it, but it was kind of a 72 and sunny game, like I like to say. Like, they scored on a 40-yard touchdown run untouched on the first drive. They were up big early. It was never really touched. They ran for 267 yards in that game. So I don't know if that's indicative of the fact that he, quote-unquote, like, handled the weather well, or if you just played a horrendous team that's picking first in the draft. But weather-wise, I would put that behind the Eagles' defense. I think they've been a little more leaky here of late. Think about the Washington game. Daniels had a career high in passing touchdowns in that game. He had five scores, and, you know, Washington obviously scored 40 points. So when you look at that game, I think they found some things they like against this defense. But if they were to struggle, it's because Jalen Carter's a beast. It's because Zach Bond's really good. It's because, you know, they couldn't run the football and they kept Daniels in the pocket. Those types of things, I think, more than because it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's totally fair. What about looking at the offensive side of the ball, looking at some of the props, right? Terry, when they played in Philadelphia, only had one catch for 10 yards. He really struggled. You have De'Ami Brown, who's really come along here in the first two playoff games. Zach Ertz going back to Philadelphia. Brian Robinson got going a little bit in the run game against Detroit. Austin Eckler has been a factor as a receiving running back. I mean, it might be easy to say, Terry, as the guy that you would probably bet in props this week, Grant, is it as simple as just betting the number one receiver? Or do you see a certain position player on Washington that you think really could have a good matchup against Philly on Sunday?
Well, I think the injury to Quinyon Mitchell, I want more information on. You know, you got to find out first, like, what's going on with those Eagles DBs, because they've had Mitchell linked up with McLaurin. And so if he's getting secondary options at corner, then I think feeding him makes sense. I think they'll try to attack that, and any kind of overs for Terry McLaurin are in play. But De'Ami Brown might be the value. That might be the guy to look at. He had never caught five balls in a game in 4 years in the NFL coming into these playoffs. Not once. And in both of these two playoff games, he's done that or better. Wow. He has completely elevated his game. A lot of this stems back to when Noah Brown got hurt. The last time they played Philadelphia, Alameda Zaccheaus caught a couple of touchdowns, had a giant game against a team that he caught 10 balls for all of last season. So perhaps you look at him as, you know, a candidate with a really low total that could be involved. Generally, this offense, to your point, goes through McLaurin and Ertz, but Brown has been the beneficiary here recently. And I don't see why that stops. I mean, they like him vertically. They like him pushing the ball down the field. Him and Daniels have a pretty good rapport that goes back even to the preseason. And now with more reps on the field, getting more opportunities, he's kind of taking advantage of them. So if you can get his total, you know, in that, you know, mid-30s, 40s range, I think I could definitely see a 4 or 5 catch game where he goes over that, especially because he's the big play threat on this team outside of McLaurin. He's the one guy that really pushes the ball vertically.
Now, obviously, these teams have played already twice this season, Grant. I found it interesting that when Philly beat Washington, it was an under game, 26-18. When Washington won, it was 36-33. Do you kind of feel the same way about the NFC Championship? Like, if Washington wins or maybe even covers, it's going to be an over, higher scoring game. Philly wins, covers, lower scoring game? Or do you think that those two things aren't necessarily correlated?
No, I actually think you're on it. First of all, I think anytime Washington wins, I kind of expect the over. I expect it to be more of a shootout. This defense, when given opportunities, can make plays on the ball. You saw that as they took the ball away from Detroit 5 times. They had one takeaway against Tampa, and that was just Baker Mayfield bumping into Jalen McMillan in the backfield and losing a fumble. So they're +6 in turnover margin at this point. But, you know, defensively, they're not going to get a bunch of takeaways. They're not going to get a bunch of stops. You know, they're not going to get off the field with plays as much as they are looking to take you away. So if Philly wins, I think they have a, you know, chance to win a game where Washington turned the ball over. You know, they held the Commanders in the teens. But a Commanders win is going to take mid-30s points, in my opinion, because I see Philly one way or the other scoring in the mid to upper 20s.
What's your score prediction for Sunday, Grant? How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I actually, you know, this will be the first time in the postseason I'm doing this. So anybody who thinks I'm being a homer, I've picked against them, I think, probably four straight weeks or something like that, or four of the last five, maybe other than week 18. But I actually, it feels like a magic carpet ride for Washington. It just feels like everything's leaning their direction. And I don't like the Jalen Hurts situation for the Eagles. I think he's banged up. I don't think he's right. The passing game looks off. So I'm going to say that Washington actually goes to Philly and wins. I think they win maybe a 34-27 game.
Commanders in the Super Bowl, Grant. Could you imagine? I mean, that's just no. That's insane. It's insane to think about. Grant Paulson.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. You're right. Grant Paulson, give him a follow on X at Grant H. Paulson, host of Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Make sure you check him out with Alex Gold as well, Countdown 2, right here on the BetQL Networks Saturday mornings. Grant, appreciate you making some time. Man, enjoy the game on Sunday. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure, PJ. Be good, brother.
All right, you as well. All right, guys, now a promo from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown, always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. How does it work? Opt in to the longest touchdown jackpot promotion, placing $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, we had a great night last night on the hardwood. 4-2 in our plays, 2-0 in our best bets. Let's get back to it tonight in college basketball. We'll start with number 12 Kansas on the road tonight, taking on TCU. Jayhawks favored by 6.5 with a total of 135.5. In non-conference play, Kansas played a couple of true road games. They went on the road, played at Missouri, played at Creighton. They lost both of those games and didn't look very good. Well, then once they got into conference play, they played at UCF, and then they also had another road game as well. And their defense against Cincinnati, their defense in those two games were tremendous. They gave up less than 50 points to both UCF and to Cincinnati. Kansas has one of the best defenses in college basketball, and they've really leaned on that side of the floor when they've gone on the road. Whenever they play in Fort Worth, though, and whenever they play in TCU, it feels like those games are always sloppy, and Kansas tends to never play well. So I'm looking at a first half under tonight with Kansas and TCU under 63.5. Jayhawks, keep in mind, this is kind of a big sandwich spot for them. They had Iowa State and then crosstown rival Kansas State. They got Houston coming up on Saturday, so maybe a little sleepy spot going to TCU. I'll take first half under 63.5. Then we got Xavier at St. John's tonight, the Johnnies, number 20 team in the country, 7.5-point favorites with a total of 148.5. This game will be played at Madison Square Garden. Yesterday, we made a killing on fading teams coming off of a big win, and we got another team today in Xavier coming off a big win at Marquette, giving the Golden Eagles their first loss in Big East play. I think going on the road tonight, taking on St. John's, I like the Johnnies tonight at home in the Garden. Now, if this is a game that you don't necessarily want to lay the 7.5 and you want to wait, because St. John's has been a team that has started slow a lot of times this season, especially in Big East play, you can certainly do that, but I think they're going to cover the 7.5. I like St. John's in the game. Then we got Indiana and Northwestern. Northwestern favored by 5.5 with a total of 139.5. I like the under in this game, under 139.5. Brutal stretch of games that Northwestern has played at Purdue, home against Michigan State, home against Maryland, at Michigan, and then they got Illinois coming up over the weekend. They're essentially playing all the best teams in the Big Ten. And now here they have middle of the week against Indiana, who's coming off a nice road win against Ohio State. It feels like Indiana is going to struggle tonight a little bit off of a nice win. And Northwestern, with all these big games that they have played, I think they might not play up to their potential as well. So I like an under. I think this is going to be like a 65-60 kind of game. I'll go under 139.5. Then I like Arkansas on the money line tonight, -110 against Georgia. Total in this game is 139.5. It's do or die for Coach Cal and Arkansas tonight. And one of my spots that I love betting in college basketball is when a team loses a star player. And I love betting them in that first game. We saw it with Auburn when they lost Jani Broome and they whooped Mississippi State at home. Well, while a lot of people were sleeping, news came out that Boogie Flan, Arkansas's best player, is out for the year. So Arkansas is already 0-5 in SEC play. desperate for a win, now is going to be without their best player for the remainder of the season. Coach Cal and the Hogs, they need a win bad. This game isn't going to be easy. It's probably going to be low scoring, and it's going to be physical against a really physical Georgia team. But I like Arkansas to find a way. I'll take the Hogs on the money line at minus 110. Game of the night is going to be in the SEC. Number 13, A&M at number 16, Ole Miss. I like the Rebels are 3.5-point favorites. The total is 141.5. I like the over in this game. More specifically, I also like the second half over as well. Texas A&M's one of those teams that always plays like 2.5-hour college basketball games because of how much they foul. Both of these teams are extremely physical. Both of these teams are defensive-minded, and I think this is going to be a game where we see a lot of free throws. And anytime a lot of free throws are involved, that's always good for the over. So I like over 141.5, but I also like the second half over in this game, especially once we start playing the foul game at the end. Game gets a little tighter. The fouls start to rack up. Both teams are in foul trouble. I'll take over 141.5, but look at the second half over in that game as well. And then finally, we got Florida State traveling across the country to go to Berkeley to take on Cal. I like Cal as small underdogs tonight, +1.5, +2 against Florida State. I think they win the game outright. Anytime we get these kind of scheduling spots where you get any of these ACC or Big Ten teams having to travel across the country middle of the week, they tend not to play well. I think Florida State isn't going to play well tonight in Berkeley. I'll take Cal +2 against FSU. All right, let's talk some golf. We got Golfing with Glasser going on right now at Torrey Pines. I think this is the only event all year on the PGA Tour that goes Wednesday to Saturday. They move it up a day, so there's no conflict with Conference Championship Week in the NFL. So right now we got live golf going on at Torrey Pines. The way this event works is they use two different courses, the North Course and the South Course. The South Course at Torrey Pines is the course that we're all familiar with. That's where they host the U.S. Opens, major championships. They play there 3 of the 4 rounds. The North Course, they only play there one time. And the North Course is much easier. That's where you get all your birdies. The South Course is where you're just trying to survive. Usually the winner of this tournament is like 14 under, 15 under, kind of like in the mid-teens, right in that area, and I would expect the same thing this week as well. Some of the key things I'm looking for this week, got to be long off the tee. The South Course is 7,700 yards. It is a big boy course, and the rough is nasty, and especially around the greens, the rough is really nasty as well. So to be a long hitter that keeps it in the fairway, big advantage this week, and you also got to be a good approach player too. It certainly helps to have length at a course that's as long as Torrey Pines South Course, but you also got to be good around the greens because you're going to lose a lot of strokes if you're hitting it in the bunkers or the rough around the greens and not able to make birdies or save your pars. So long hitters this week that are also good on approach, that is what we are looking for. Some guys that I like, Tony Finau is going to be the first one. He's 22-1 to win the Farmers Insurance Open, and there isn't a guy who's got better course history at this event than Tony Finau. 6 of the last 8 years that Tony has teed it up, he's finished at the top 10 at the Farmers Insurance. He hasn't been able to win yet, but he's certainly knocked on the door a lot of times, and it makes sense. Tony's one of the longest hitters on tour. When he's dialed in, he's a great iron player. It just comes down to the putter with Tony, and if Tony's making putts this week, he's got a great chance to contend. For a guy who's got 6 top 10s in his last 8 visits here, 22-1, I think that's a good price on Tony Finau. I also like Max Homa at 33-1 as well. Homa's a guy that won this event a couple years ago. He's a California kid. He tends to play all these California courses pretty well. And also the grass that a lot of these California courses have is called Poa, and it's like a very distinctive grass that usually certain kind of golfers putt really well on Poa, and Max Homa is one of those golfers because he grew up with it in California and he's very used to it. So golfers that are good on Poa grass this week, that's also a huge advantage, especially with how difficult some of these greens can be at Torrey Pines. I like Max Homa. He's in decent form. He plays really well at Torrey Pines, and I just think his price is too high as well at 33-1. Then give me Taylor Pendrith, who is also 33-1. Taylor Pendrith's the kind of golfer we're looking for this week, a guy that can bomb it off the tee, good iron player, and is a good putter as well. Really has a good overall game. I think Pendrith could be a factor, so I like him at 33-1. And then finally, a long shot that I'm looking at this week, give me Gary Woodland at 80-1. Gary, throughout his career, has always been the kind of golfer that's excellent on coastline courses. He won a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. He won out in Mexico. He's contended before here at Torrey Pines. Gary's very good on courses that are right off the ocean or right on water. I think he's going to be in contention this week. He's a guy that can hit it far. He's playing pretty good golf. I like Gary Woodland 80-1 this week at the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, howdy there, PJ. We're going to college basketball. We're going to take James Madison -4.5 against Old Dominion, a game that maybe nobody's really talking about tonight. The model has JMU projected as a 9-point favorite in this game. That's a 4.5 points worth of value relative to our projection. So that's going to trigger a 5-star play. So yeah, James Madison -4.5.
All right, very good. Battle of Virginia there between JMU and ODU. Matt, what about yourself, college basketball? What are some of the bets that you like?
Yeah, you actually talked about a few of them. I'm going to give my favorite one tonight. It's going to be Baylor -12 against Kansas State tonight. Look, Baylor has not been great this season. They've especially been terrible at covering spreads. They're 3-7 against the spread over their last 10 games. They simply can't do it. And their last game, they were a 12.5-point favorite against TCU at home, and they lost outright. I know they're playing Kansas State tonight, which is a terrible team that's lost like a million games in a row. But I don't think people are going to be trusting them to cover these large spreads. So I think people will want to bet and take the points with Kansas State, even on the road. I just feel like this is a smash spot for Baylor. So I'm going to take them here -12. And their team total tonight, 76.5 points. They have not gone over that in 6 straight games. So, and I think there's a reason their team total is that high. So I think I'll sprinkle that as well. Over 76.5 team total for Baylor. Another one you talked about, Indiana and Northwestern. I'm on Northwestern -5. Again, you said it. I think this is a spot where Indiana's going to be a little sleepy here after that big game against Ohio State. Also be sprinkling Indiana's team total under 68.5. Very low total there for Indiana. And I like Northwestern in the game. And then another one I'll talk about here, Cal. You were talking about the ACC team going across the country, playing Cal on the other side. It feels like a game where FSU is really going to struggle to score. I think they're just kind of going to be kind of lethargic, not very well playing against Cal all the way across the country. Give me Cal +3 here. And again, I think they're going to win the game outright. Their team total, 75.5 tonight. That's the highest team total Cal has had all year. And they're playing a FSU team that's 13-5 across the country. I think there's a reason for that. So give me Cal +3.
All right, there you go. Good breakdown there on some of those college hoops games. Matt, what about Championship Sunday in the NFL? Anything you like in the AFC or NFC title game?
Yeah, I keep trying to convince myself not to bet the Buffalo Bills because how many times have I bet against the Chiefs when they're all favorite or an underdog? It's like pretty much every time, and I always lose. I just always lose that bet because the Chiefs just find a way to pull it out every single time. So I'm just convincing myself not to bet the Bills, even though I desperately want to bet the Buffalo Bills. I haven't done it, and I simply can't bring myself to as of right now. Maybe I'll convince myself at some point. But I do like the Philadelphia Eagles -6 here against Washington. The Jaden Daniels bandwagon has got to end at some point. This Cinderella run, you see it oftentimes in college basketball. Rarely does the Cinderella actually get to the title game. They usually lose in the Final Four or the Elite Eight. This kind of feels like that. I think this is a spot where I don't know how the Commanders are going to stop Saquon Barkley. I mean, that guy literally could have 200-plus rushing yards, and I sprinkled that for 12-1 odds for him to have 200-plus rushing yards in this game. He had 150 against them in a game earlier this year and 146 in the other one. So I think he could roll on them, and I like the Eagles -6 to stop this Cinderella run for the Commanders.
I like that bet. With a banged-up Jalen Hurts, too, Matt. You know he's going to get the ball quite a bunch there in the NFC title game. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, always appreciate the time, man. Talk to you soon.
Sure. Thanks, BJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet, don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, spreads, and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's go to PJ's plays here on Send It In. Prop lock. that we're locking in is Josh Allen over 9.5 rush attempts plus 100 against Kansas City. Again, Josh Allen plays the Chiefs. He usually rushes double-digit times. And the Bills don't really have that many receivers that Josh wants to throw to. It's going to be a lot of James Cook, and it's just going to be a lot of Josh Allen being Josh Allen and making plays. So I think he runs a bunch. I'll go over 9.5 rush attempts plus 100 for Josh Allen. Dog of the day isn't really a dog, but there really wasn't an underdog I like in college basketball. So we're just going to go with a pick 'em, and we're going to take Arkansas minus 110. Against Georgia, must win for Coach Cal and the Hogs. Got to get it done. No Boogie Flan. I like backing those teams in that first game. Give me Arkansas, minus 110. And then Indiana Northwestern under is going to be my best bet of the day, 139.5. Northwestern's going through a brutal stretch right now in Big Ten play. Feels like a little sleepy spot for them. Indiana is not a very good team, and sometimes the Hoosiers kind of bring teams down with them. I think that could be one of those cases today. So I like under 139.5. I think it's too big tonight in that Northwestern and Indiana game. Once again, Josh Allen over 9.5 rush attempts. It's going to be our prop lock. Arkansas minus 110 is our dog of the day against Georgia. Indiana Northwestern, best bet under 139.5. Thanks again to Grant Paulson, Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. We will see you guys tomorrow for some more Send It In.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.